It's time once again to bring in Pat Pagano. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall and everybody. Well, I wish I had better news as far as the weather. But well,
before you get to the news about the weather, I want to tell you, yesterday afternoon and last night, the wind gusts that came through our area were unbelievable. I mean, Pat, easily 40-mile-an-hour gusts. Easily.
Yep.
Man, I mean, it just shook the house. It was just amazing.
That was the storm that was looping off New England that is bringing the rain.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's unusual to see that happen. And had this been a month earlier, instead of getting rain, we would have gotten snow. But what can I say? Lucky we are, if you want to call it luck.
Yeah.
But, you know, we still have showers around today because of that storm. Not as windy, but breezy. Highs 50, 51, 52. Tonight, cloudy 40. Tomorrow, cloudy 50 to 55. Sunday, mainly cloudy with some late showers or maybe sprinkles with highs 55 to 60. Partly cloudy Monday. And finally, a lot more spring-like in the mid-60s. That doesn't bode well for next week. Don't get too excited because I do see showers coming back on Tuesday.
All right. Now, Saturday, a local family lost their teenage son in a car accident this past week. And they can't right now, they can't hold the service because, of course, you've got COVID-19. They were in the hospital with their son.
Yeah.
Funeral homes, you can't have more than a gathering of five people in the state. So what's happening, a whole bunch of community members have gotten together, and there's going to be a parade. Now, people are going to meet at Housatonic Valley Regional High School at 9:15 to 9:30 in the morning. People have to stay in their cars. There's no social gathering. You've got to stay in your cars. They're going to line up the cars, and then they're going to drive up Warren Turnpike and go in through the town of Falls Village past the center on Main. And the Cohen family will be standing together in front of the center on Main. Nobody's going to be allowed to come up to them, and nobody's going to be allowed to get out of their cars, but just to honor and in memoriam of their son, Shay, there'll be a parade that goes by on Saturday. So what's the weather going to look like in between, let's say, like 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, it'll just be cloudy.
Okay.
That's it. Should not be bad.
No, I will be filming it. We're going to try to live stream it. We don't know if there's enough Wi-Fi power there to do it, but we'll definitely be filming it, not only for the family, but also for the public later on. It's just one of those things that you don't think about because there's nothing a family can do right now when something like this happens because, you know, these gatherings are just not allowed. So this is a real nice get-together by people in our community to show their care and love for the Cohen family. And we hope the weather just stays okay.
Yeah, it can't get any worse than just cloudy with maybe a sprinkle.
Okay.
But that would be about it. So I don't see a problem there at all.
All right. And next week kind of looks like a repeat of this week?
I'm not so sure about that. We may get a little sun, but looking ahead to the following weekend, which is Easter weekend, I don't see anything to write home about. It could actually be a little bit unsettled for Easter weekend, unfortunately.
All right, now here's a piece of good news, Pat. My hair salon, Hilton Hunt Salon, they're offering something very interesting because, of course, they can't be open. But they are offering an at-home do-it-yourself color kit. So if you get your hair color, you're laughing, Pat. When I saw this come through, I called them up and said, "Save me one of those kits." But it's a real nice service that they're offering. I mean, you can because they've got they've got exactly what type of hair coloring you need. It's right there. You just pick up the kit and you do it at home. I think that's a pretty cool idea. I mean, businesses have become very creative to try to get through this unbelievable quarantine, basically, that's going on. of course, you and I don't have to be creative because we just sit in the studio and yak.
Yeah, thank God for that. And also thank God that both of my sisters are working from home as well. So that's good. But I did find out yesterday that my two cousins who had taken a trip to Florida back in early March, then they closed Disney World or Disneyland or whatever it is in Florida, and they had to return home a week earlier. They both have they're positive for the virus, and he, the husband, has been sicker than the wife. The wife has been actually pretty good. So again, quarantined and recovering at home, which is probably what most, I'm thinking that's got to be what most most people are going to right now.
If you're lucky, it's exactly right. You can do that. But hospitals are filling up. They really are. And because anybody that has any sort of a pre-existing condition is even more vulnerable than just normal people. And that's why I am so strict at what I do, because when I was a kid, I missed 1 year of school because I had bronchitis, and I have a lot of scarred lung tissue. Mm-hmm. So I am extremely, I mean, I literally go right from the station home. And yes, do I stop at the supermarket twice a week to pick up some stuff? Yes, but I'm always 6 feet away from somebody. I sanitize my hands and everything like that because I do have a pre-existing condition. Now, I don't think it's a terrible pre-existing condition, but seeing as this affects the respiratory system, I'm just being extra careful.
Yeah, well, now they're asking all of us to wear some sort of a mask or a bandana, right, because they're thinking that a lot of people that are asymptomatic could be spreading the virus around. They don't know it. I'll tell you, here I am. You want to talk about God? Yes. I'm sitting there watching the news, and I'm thinking to myself, I hear the mayor of New York City say, you know, you can make your own mask. And I'm saying, you know, I remember I had a box, like a plastic shoe box, that I kept all the supplies for my mom in when she was sick. Yeah. I said, let me go, because if they have like some gauze, I'll put one together. So I go, I get the box that hasn't been out, God knows how long. I open it up, and in the box, two surgical masks.
There you go.
So thank you, Mom. So I'm okay. I'm good.
That's isn't that nice? You know, pretty soon we're going to look like, it's a good thing it's not the Wild West, because everybody's going to look like a bandit ready to rob you.
Isn't that the truth? That is such a truth.
Hey, Pat, yeah. I want you to have a good weekend and a safe weekend, all right?
Yeah, if you get a chance, try to watch our movie.
I'm going to try it this weekend, definitely. I might try it tonight.
Okay, and everybody be safe, and see you on Monday.
All right, take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center.